Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for May 2nd, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. First, let me thank everyone for the positive feedback we had on last week's show. Remember, if you like the show, feel free to tell your friends and family. This first story is one I can really sink my teeth into. A new study is being conducted to evaluate the effects of flavonoids on heart disease. If you recall, previous studies have shown that the flavonoids found in dark chocolate seem to have a favorable effect on the heart. Unfortunately, most of the benefits are negated by all the sugar and bad fat found in most chocolate. People in the study will be divided into two groups. The first group will have to eat a dark chocolate bar every day full of flavonoids. The second group, dark chocolate every day, but with the flavonoids removed. Right now, they are looking for volunteers to participate in the study. The only drawback being, the study is being conducted in London. Go to London? I think I'll just stay here and continue my own research. If you've ever wondered how some of those low-fat, low-salt, and low-sugar foods seem to taste so good, welcome to the wonderful world of chemistry. Cenamix, a young company, has figured out a way to add chemicals to your food to enhance the flavor and have received FDA approval to do it. The worst part is, the labels do not have to indicate which foods contain the chemicals. Kraft, Coca-Cola, and Campbell Soup are just a few of the companies that are using the Cenamix chemicals. With only 3 months of research on rats before being approved for food use, it appears that the real guinea pigs may be the unsuspecting public. As we always say on the Health News Podcast, buy fresh, buy organic, and buy local. And now we have to add, buy real. When we come back, we'll look at some startling statistics on eating disorders and a spice that just may spice up your health quotient.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
According to a survey out of the University of North Carolina's School of Medicine, 65% of women between the ages of 25 to 45 have some form of eating disorder, and another 10% admit to having anorexia and bulimia. Most alarming in the study were that 67% of those surveyed were trying to lose weight and used such unhealthy methods as skipping meals, smoking to decrease appetite, avoiding calories, and purging food. These habits were even practiced by those women of normal weight. 39% of over 4,000 respondents said their happiness was directly tied to how much they weighed. There is just nothing that can be said about these startling statistics. I always pronounce this one wrong, but here goes. Ever hear of the spice turmeric or turmeric, the yellow-orange spice found in Indian food? Well, it turns out that this spice has been around since 600 BC, where it was used in Asia to treat a wide variety of gastrointestinal problems. Research has indicated that turmeric may help relieve some of the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune disorders, stop cancer cells from multiplying, lower cholesterol, and reduce some symptoms of inflammatory bowel disease. With its flavor-enhancing qualities and its beautiful bright coloring, it's a great spice to add to chicken, beef, fish, and vegetables. I wonder if Rachel Ray has any 30-minute turmeric recipes. As we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. I personally found this one really interesting. Facial hair grows faster than any other hair on the body. In fact, if the average man never shaved his beard, it would grow over 30 feet during his lifetime, longer than a killer whale. Can you imagine? And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week, where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.